You're listening to Monday Morning Live, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Monday Morning Live, the Facebook stream, and Monday Morning Live, the podcast. I am Matt Buck, Director of Communications with the Michigan Municipal League. Welcome to the stream. Welcome to the conversation. I'm joined today by Jennifer Rigtrink, one of our legislative associates. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Feel free, as always, to post any questions you have in the comments, and we'll respond to them as they come in. If you post them after this is already aired live, we'll get back to you as soon as we can online. So, Jen, I got a lot of different issues going on here in Lansing, several things dealing with kind of preemption, local control. We have our whole issue of our magazine, the March-April issue, hot off the presses. It'll be arriving in our members' doorsteps this week. So tell us a little bit about what the issue is and what are you seeing as far as trends in that whole area of preemption and that topic?
Yeah, I think we're just seeing more and more after just the last few years and especially this session so far of these bills that are introduced to take away local decision making. And really, it's some of this is stuff that's going state by state. Some of it's a singular issue in one community. And instead of working it out locally, someone is going to their legislator and introducing these one-size-fits-all solutions when you're, you know, a lot of times these are problems searching for or solutions searching for problems. So it's not really an issue out there. It's somebody who didn't follow the local process, didn't go through the court system, which is available to people if they disagree with a decision. They're running straight to their legislator and asking them to make a change specifically for them or a specific interest group.
Right. And a lot of times these are kind of like special interests, maybe lobbying group kind of driven or special interest groups driven driving this.
One example that I'm dealing with right now is Senate Bill 431 that deals with sand and gravel mining.
Okay.
And this is something being pushed by the Michigan Aggregate Association. That's to take away the already very limited ability that our members have to regulate sand in gravel mining operations.
Right.
This bill specifically deals with a mining operation in Metamora, we believe. Mm-hmm. That has not been the proponents, but we believe it deals with that situation and really has to do with, I mean, Metamora already has at least three operating mines already, and a fourth that is someone wants to open. That butts right up to a Superfund site, EPA Superfund site.
So there's got some hazardous
ground
materials there.
Residents there can't use their well water. Hmm. They're using bottled water. There's contaminants. Yeah, there's buried barrels of like toxic chemicals.
So the concern is if you're doing more gravel mining, you're going to be stirring this up.
You are disturbing that contaminants, which is already moving around that site, is already in the groundwater. It could just move it further, impact more people in that community. And, I mean, when do you get to a point where a homeowner who already has, you know, can see three different mines from their home, mm-hmm. you know, when do you start to take into their consideration their private property rights and what kind of impact that is to them and the home that they purchased and their property, which they're trying to enjoy? What if they wanted to sell that property? Mm-hmm. I mean, the impact of those mines on the resale value, I mean, those are all things to consider.
Those are all decisions that are really best kept on the local level. The local township or city boards, they have the better feel for what that situation is, and they should be able to make that decision.
Those locally elected officials are the ones that their citizens are going to and talking to, versus, you know, the bigger special interest groups that are running to their state legislators.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So where does that particular issue stand right now?
So that bill is in the Senate Transportation Committee. There has been three 90-plus minute hearing so far. We're anticipating that next week that bill, it will be up for a vote in the Senate Transportation Committee. So we encourage our members to contact the legislators in the Senate Transportation Committee to oppose that bill, talk about local decision-making, why it's best left to those locally elected officials who are closest to the residents and are hearing the concerns from their folks, and talk to them about when they tie their hands. I mean, they have, one, silenced those local residents because now their local officials can do nothing.
Right. So that's interesting because, you know, we talk about, you know, it being a broader issue, because it doesn't just affect the Metamora people, although they've been very vocal mm-hmm. against it. You know, it's really a statewide issue because it speaks to that larger issue of local control. What are some of the other issues that we're seeing that our members and lawmakers are looking at?
Yeah, well, one of the number one issues that our members care about that we've been dealing with for the last few years is short-term rentals.
Okay.
And we're getting back into, you know, it's almost spring, it'll be summer.
Yes.
This issue will heat up again.
Right.
We are anticipating some bills to be introduced over in the Senate here shortly that are going to be dealing with short-term rentals again. But we need our members talking to their legislators, not just about local control,
mm-hmm.
But about how this impacts folks from a workforce housing standpoint,
mm-hmm.
From the nuisance standpoint. But again, that local decision making.
Yeah.
We're hearing a lot of pushback when it comes to private property rights.
Right. And so it's my house. I should be able to do what I want with it.
Right.
That's the big complaint.
So our members need to talk to their legislators about why zoning was even
yeah.
invented in the first place.
Right.
It's supposed to balance, you know, kind of walking that fine line of private property rights, but making sure that what somebody's doing on one property is not negatively impacting
right.
the property. Everybody has property rights.
Yes.
And I think that sometimes is forgotten.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important to talk about everybody's private property rights. And then we keep getting, this is the same with the sand and mining gravel bill. NIMBYism, that it's
backyard.
Not my backyard.
Yeah.
And so I think that our members really need to speak to that it's not so much not my backyard, but again, it's what they're reacting to their local citizens,
mm-hmm.
their constituents, what they're saying they want. There has to be a healthy balance.
Right.
And, you know, you can't just open up a auto, you know, shop
right.
in your driveway.
In the subdivision, right.
Yeah, can you imagine if, you know, and I know there's some folks out there that believe you should be able to do that. But, you know, cars up on cinder blocks and out in the driveway and in
right.
the garage making noise all hours of night. It's the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so our members who have citizens that are coming to them who possibly live next to short-term rentals, they need to encourage those folks to be talking to their legislators and letting them know how this is impacting their lives on a daily basis.
So. And I think a lot of times on these issues, we're not just saying, no, don't do it. A lot of times we have alternative bills that maybe we can get our arms around. Do we have that in these two cases
yeah,
with short-term and the mining operations?
Yeah, about this time last year, Representative Lilly in the House introduced a package of bills. It was House Bill 4554 through 4563, a bipartisan package. That's kind of an alternative approach. At looking at it, allows anyone to do a short-term rental anywhere for up to 14 days. And the 14 days number was really picked because after 14 days, you're required to report rental income to the feds.
Mm.
And
so for the whole season, you can only do it for 14 days.
14 days. But, you know, depending where you're at, that's 7 weekends. You know, that's 2 full weeks.
Yeah.
And again, if folks are doing this as an accessory use of their residence, it shouldn't be, you know, a lot longer, because then you cross over into more of a commercial activity
right.
where your intent is to run a business, an unstaffed bed and breakfast or hotel out of a home versus, and again, it goes back to having an appropriate balance in those neighborhoods and who's best to make those decisions. Those folks who are locally elected,
right.
who are most impacted.
Right, they're the ones that hear all the complaints, get the calls, and they see somebody at the grocery store and they know, get their ears bent.
So we just really need our members sharing those stories with legislators, especially if they're going to be here in a few weeks for a Capitol conference.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want them talking to legislators about this.
Right, and we do have, you know, nice segue, thank you for that. We do have our Capitol conference coming up March 24th, 25th. The early bird deadline for that is this Wednesday, March 4th. So please, if you're planning to come and you want to save a little bit of money for yourself or your community, you know, we encourage you to register by March 4th to get that early bird rate. So speaking of Capitol Conference, we are going to have a couple opportunities for members to talk to their legislators. We have our legislative breakfast that Wednesday morning.
Yes.
And we definitely encourage our members to, you know, come to that. And we have a system set up. Hopefully our members got emails on this, where you can send a letter to your lawmaker saying, hey, I'm coming coming to the breakfast, please join me. And we're getting quite a few responses to that. Yeah. And what are some other opportunities they'll have to hear from lawmakers?
I mean, when they're here in town, they can reach out to those offices and schedule times throughout those few days that they're here in Lansing and have a sit down with them and talk to them then. Definitely if they're Capitol Conference, anybody who is registered and coming to the gala, there'll be a few legislators there as well. So I think they'll have multiple opportunities. They can go over to the Capitol during session and pull people off the floor if they can't get into their offices during session.
And I'm sure they can work with you and the other legislative advocates to figure out, you know, what's
happy to help
that foot in the door. Also, another kind of a cool opportunity we have is not only can they meet their legislators, but they can meet a lot of state agency officials here. Mm-hmm. We have a kind of an open hours where we have, I think, DEQ, it's not DEQ anymore, ELGA.
Eagle,
that's it. We have them. I think some Mission people will be there, some other agencies where they can come and kind of ask specific questions for their communities.
We have the Fire Bureau, Fire Safety Bureau. Okay. We have some folks from the Census. We have folks from Building Construction Codes, Liquor Control Commission. So we tried to hit all the different state agencies.
Treasury.
But that's going to be open office hours. They're just there to answer questions for folks to introduce themselves. Yeah. Maybe they've been talking to somebody over the phone, ask questions, follow up, things like that. Okay. We've done it the last few years, and it's been highly attended, and we've gotten some good remarks and feedback on it, so we're continuing that again.
And, of course, they'll have ample opportunities to talk with you guys. You have the legislative team will have a general session where you talk about some of the hot-button issues, from high water levels to, like, some of the preemption stuff you talked about. Then you have a number of different kind of breakout sessions where they can come and talk with you guys as well.
Yep. We'll do our lobbying 201 and then our lobbying 301 this year. We've changed that up a little bit where we are having a panel to come in. A former member who is now a state representative is going to be speaking and kind of sharing his feedback of, you know, if he would have known what he knows now as a locally elected official and how to best lobby your legislators and a couple of other folks. So that should be a great session as well.
Okay, well, good. And I think it's important, a couple of these issues, particularly the gravel mining issues, we have sent emails out to our members through our Action Center. Mm-hmm. And it's really important that they respond to us because that really makes a difference when the legislators hear from our members, doesn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes I know that those emails, those alerts come out very, not a lot of time.
Right.
But sometimes we don't get a lot of heads up on a session and when a committee is being scheduled. And we don't want to pull the trigger on that and then have session not actually happen.
Right.
And so I know sometimes that can be frustrating. And but sometimes we just don't have the ability to change, the timing of those.
Yeah. So what are some of the other, any other kind of big things happening right now in Lansing that our members should be aware of?
There's just a lot of activity right now going in. I think we're 3 weeks out from kind of spring break, and the legislature will be on break for 2 weeks. And so definitely if folks are not signed up for the Inside 208 blog, they should do that because I think you're going to see a lot of, activity in that here over the next few weeks.
Okay, good. Well, thank you, Jen, for joining me. Our next Monday Morning Live is March 16th. So please join us then. And until then, we hope to see you signing up for a Capitol Conference with the early bird rate coming up this week. You will be able to register after that date as well. So, if you miss it, that's fine. You can still register. We'd love to have you at our Capitol Conference. So until then, I'm Matt Bach with the League. And thank you, Jen, for joining us.
Thanks, Matt.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.